Women 10 years older than me are delivering just fine.
But you already have two.
Those are Daniel's kids. Robert
wants one of his own, I suppose.
And I want one with him. Minnie, Robert is a wonderful father. I'm lucky to have found him after Daniel died.
Daniel was my son. I would have taken care of you and the grandkids.
And you did, too. But with all due respect, you and Don were way down in Arizona, and I was up here, lonely, with a job and two kids. Daniel was gone. I needed someone. Look, I'm proud of Daniel. I'm proud of what he died doing. That flag the Army gave us and Daniel's Purple Heart are both displayed on our mantle.
What does Robert think about that?
It was his idea. He wants my kids to know who their father was.
I'm sure he does.
Why do you hate my husband so much?
I don't hate him.
You don't like him very much.
Why should I? A mill hand.
He works in IT support.
I knew all about those mill hands when I was a girl. My mother warned me.
Minnie, you haven't lived in town for a long time. The mill has changed. It's all automated now. You practically need a computer degree to work there.
I noticed the taverns downtown haven't closed. Maybe things haven't changed as much as you think.
You are impossible.
I'm what?
Impossible! I can't get away with this very often, but I'm a big, fat, pregnant lady right now, and I get to say whatever I want. And I want to tell you, Minnie Billings, you are turning into a mean old lady. Look at this house. It's the Haunted Mansion. All you need is a book of spells and 50 cats. You could run for Wicked Witch of the North.
Deborah!
Don't say a word. I'm leaving now before I really get going.
You can't speak to me that way. I'm your mother-in-law.
You were my mother-in-law.
Well, I'm still the grandmother to those children and demand my rights.
Fine. Come see them whenever you want. Just call in advance so I can hide my husband in the basement.
I moved back to this town in the middle of winter just to be close to those children, and you treat me like this.
Minnie, you moved back here because Don died, and you had no place else to go. You see, I've gone too far. I'm leaving now before this gets any worse. Come see your grandchildren anytime. I mean that. Goodbye.
She has no right to talk to me that way. I moved here to be with those. Well, of all the... Excuse me!
Hey!
What's the meaning of this?
What?
This mountain of snow in my driveway. I couldn't possibly drive over that.
Well, then you better get to shoveling there.
You turn that machine right around and get rid of this snow.
What?
You put it here. You can take it right away.
Lady, you're crazy.
Don't speak to me in that manner. Just do what I say.
What?
I pay your salary, so you'll do as I say.
Now I know you're crazy. No one's paid my salary in 10 years, lady. I'm on pension.
You mean you don't work for the city?
Of course not.
What are you doing here with that snowblower?
Believe it or not, blowing snow.
Well, you don't have to blow it into my driveway.
Lady, you're nuts. This here is a Toro P-38 snowblower. It picks up fine powder and shoots it out that way. Over there is a ridge of ice and gunk left by the city plows when they went by about 3 hours ago.
You're blaming the city for this? That's ridiculous.
Don't take it personal, lady. They do it to everyone.
But this is my driveway. They can't block my driveway.
Get your shovel. It'll only take about 10 minutes.
I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't know how.
Hire it, then. There's plenty of kids around for you that'll do it for you for a few bucks.
I most certainly will not pay to remove something that...